The Pod Couple, original podcast.
I would do one about elephants.
Elephants? So what would you do? Put them all in a house and they've got to live together?
No, that's just a silly idea.
Oh, excuse me.
The Pod Couple with Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.
Hello again.
You talk to me?
No, stop.
No, honestly.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Oh, hello, welcome.
Sorry, man.
No, I just generally, anybody who's listening, really.
You're irrelevant, Andy. Yeah. Matt, you're unimportant.
Thanks. So, how are you anyway?
I'm good. Are you good?
Yeah, not bad, apart from the weather.
Don't even get me started.
What is going on with the weather?
Tell me now. Tell me now what's going on. Because when we were in lockdown, four years ago, couldn't go nowhere, April was glorious.
It was. Remember? Yes, it was.
So, I don't know. Someone tell me now what's going on.
I've got the April showers, haven't you? Traditionally April showers, but it's just been pretty bad.
I know. My mum used to say, never class doubt till May is out.
So never heard that one.
Never class doubt till May is out. But April's normally like, you know, okay, I get the April showers, but not every single day.
We need some spring in there, don't we?
I know. You can't have a spring in your step when you're wearing your wellies or your galoshes.
Galoshes. My galoshes.
Yes, thank you.
So people been getting in touch then, haven't they?
They have been getting in touch. What was our question this week? Just choose a song that sums up your week so far. You know,
yes.
How you're feeling. Is it a good one? Is it did you have a look at these? Or as Coop said last week, you have lives.
So, I've got lives. Yeah, I have a life.
So we asked the question, did you see what Howard Jones put on?
Now that's interesting, because I saw Howard Jones and thought, oh, Howard Jones, what is love?
Well, I actually met Howard. Howard is actually he's a keyboard player. I met him when I was working with Owen Paul. But I thought, has he read the question? Because the question is, and I put it in capitals, sort of thing. You know, a song.
Can I just go back on this? Isn't the Howard Jones, is it?
No. This is Howard Jones, the keyboard player.
Howard Jones was a keyboard player.
No, I'm pretty sure if you look at his photo, it's not the Howard Jones. Well, he wouldn't be working in that shop, would he, that we're going to talk about now? Or maybe he owns that shop.
Maybe he owns... What, this is Molly's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe he owns it.
No, it's not the... It's Howard Jones. I've just known him as Howard. Keyboards, Howard.
Well, Howard Jones was a keyboard player.
Was he?
we are talking about the same Howard Jones, classic 80s keyboard artist.
Well, I met Howard was in the band when I worked with Owen Paul. I don't think that Howard would do that, would he? I don't know. I'm going to have to ask the question now. I'm mighty confused. I was more confused about what... But hang on. No, if you look at the picture... No, that's not
Howard. But it could be a fake picture just to throw people off.
Could be the real Howard Jones. Like the Howard Jones.
Well, you see... The confusing bit is, and I'm not stalking, I'm looking on his Facebook profile.
Yeah.
One day ago, do you know what the post was?
What?
Radio interview done.
Hang on a minute, what's going on? We've been mates for years. Radio interview done. Do you know what that'll be? That'll be about what we're going to talk about now.
Is that about the poster?
It must be.
Because
I said to him, I was like, have you not read the question? And he put a picture up, didn't he? And he's doing I've not watched Corrie for ages, so I'm a little bit out of it. But he's trying to prove Roy Cropper is innocent. He's put a poster in the shop window.
Yeah, Roy Cropper has been arrested.
Has he? What? Why? I've not seen it for years. What's
Yes, on suspicion of murder.
Shut the front door. How can Roy Cropper with Roy's Rolls, who was married to Hayley,
that's
with
the
his
one.
Bag that goes everywhere?
That's all. But interesting, the actor, David Nielsen, I believe, is his name. He actually came out and said the other day, I'm surprised that Roy wasn't arrested earlier.
So, really?
Yeah.
Who's he meant to have murdered? As I say, I've not seen it. Give us a little recap?
I don't know. I was just looking on. Socially. It's something to do with it. There's a teenage girl in the soap, and apparently she's been murdered, and Roy's been arrested on suspicion.
Murder. Not Roy Cropper with the what's Roy he Cropper. Gonna do with that little bag? That little shopping bag. Did he still have?
I think he's still got that.
What are you gonna do with that little bag and Roy? You know, hit you over the head with a roll. It's not. I can't see it. But he put. When we asked this question, he put, because I thought there's no link here. I'm trying my best to link it in, Howard. I really am. But I think he was just sharing with us the story that went viral with all the press and stuff. Because he put a billboard in the window of the shop, didn't he? Saying, you know, Roy Cropper is innocent. And people have jumped on it the way they do, thinking it's reality. When do you think someone needs to have a little chat and tell them it's only acting?
You see, you asked Howard, is that a song? And he replied with, I'm not digging out the synth to write one. And this is Howard Jones. This is why I'm getting confused.
I'm going to have to check this now. I'm sure I met Howard when I was doing...
Which
I put
one?
A show on. Howard Jones. Howard.
Okay.
Howard, who's obviously turning into like Roy Cropper's campaign manager. I did a show back up at North Pier at Blackpool, oh God, 9-10 years ago. And I'm sure Howard was the keyboard player in the band it was Owen Paul, the guy from Brother Beyond. But I'm sure Howard was one of the band, unless I've got it completely. I apologise in advance if I've got this wrong, Howard, because we've been friends on Facebook for many years. But if you are the real deal, you know, I'll apologise once again. But this is my public apology in case I've got it wrong.
Okay.
But that we can't really link that to the question, but it was a little bit of an interesting story. So shout out to Howard Jones. And then who else did we have? We had Paul Blamire, our mate in Australia, New Order, True Faith. Didn't tell me why.
Great song, though.
I like to know. I'm nosy. I like to know the reasons why.
Oh, okay. Right.
And then we've got Phil Tudor, Chain Gang. I'm guessing that's something to do with long week at work, even though we're only halfway through the week now. Chris, I give us a couple, actually. He did a little bit of a very much traveling the highway to hell, but Saturday will be when I'm comfortably numb, not to say thunderstruck. Don't think he's having a good week, or Chris, is he really?
Doesn't sound like, does it? No.
Did you see Carrie's?
Oh, with the fishes.
What did she say? One of my baby fishes just had another batch of babies. So Too Many Fish in the Sea by the Marvelettes springs to mind. You see, Carrie, and thank you, Carrie Pell, Carrie read the question. She gave us the song and she told us why.
There we go.
That's all I ask. Simple question. lovely big love heart off Lise Ferran. That's a relative of mine over in America who I actually, do you know, we found each other years ago through Ancestry. All those cousins.
Oh, that's always good to do that, isn't it? You can go down a massive rabbit hole with that, can't you?
Yeah, and then I also put it on. Do you remember that group where I used to try and help people, the home front, in when lockdown was on and whatever? And a guy I met through that, Alan Walker, amazing singer, actually, he put Men at Work, not stopped for the last 2 weeks. So this band sums me up, and it was
okay.
The song was, he actually gave me a YouTube link, Men at Work, Down Under. That's where we go with our songs. Did you have one to sum up your week?
Yeah, Jackson Brown, Running on Empty.
I knew when you said you were...
Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing. It's been one of those weeks.
See, I knew before. It's like when you say to people, how are you doing? I'm fine. You know when I'm not fine? You just know that fine is just a... shut up, mind your own business. Not going to tell you, but you know, reading between the lines, you're not fine. Good shout. Well, not so good shout, because they're a little bit sad and depressing. I've gone for
who have you gone for then?
I've gone for, right, here's what I've gone for, which a little bit outside the box, one of my dad's favourites, actually. And I'll give you the reason why. You will be surprised, because I bet you were expecting me to do like a Beyonce or a I'm a Barbie Girl or something pink and fluffy.
I've gone for
Going for the One by Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I can hear the shock.
A bit rocky. Yep.
Yeah, it is a bit rocky. And the reason why, this last week or so, it's a show I've been working on and whatever. And I managed to get the script done. And obviously, you know the score when you go to see shows and theatres. You've got your first 45, your second 40, your act. You've got your lighting cues, your sound cues, this, that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it's took me to do a full script? Full musical show, music, the lot.
Are we kind of up to 3 months?
2 days, people. 2 days.
Eh?
2 days. Yeah, I was talking to a very good friend of mine.
How long was the show? 15 minutes?
No. No, full musical, full musical, like theatre musical.
Two days.
2 days, script done, and that's what. And I just had my dad's song, and it just came. And sometimes, wow. You know, when you're writing, and people who write will understand, you'll get days where things it's just not there, and no matter what you do, you can go for a walk. You can. This just came 2 days. I spoke to a very good friend of mine yesterday, who's done things like Blood Brothers and things like that and whatever, We're chatting about, obviously I can't say too much to yet, just yet, till it's out there. But yeah, 2 days, guy, 2 days, script done, set list, music chosen, lighting cues, sound cues, exit, stage right, stage left, boom, boom, boom. This is the one.
That's really impressive.
Are you impressed? Really?
I'm very impressed. I am impressed. No, I am impressed. 2 days to write a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you know, once it goes massive and I'm like being interviewed and it's going to Broadway and all of that, that's a nice story to tell. But you heard it here first with our guy. But talking about, we've got some cracking listeners, haven't we? As I say, all over the world. We do mention it. But hey,
funny you should say that. Sorry, because I know how sometimes I come up with really dour songs.
Yes.
So my kind of feel good one for the week to get me boosted and to get me out of that and get me going is All Over the World, ELO.
ELO, good shout. I'm going to give you a round of applause there because
thank
I
you
actually...
anyway Will, you were saying all, yeah, you were saying All Over the World.
I was saying, well, we do have listeners all over the world, but we've got a lovely listener, Hamish Dunlop. He's up in Mull of Kintyre. He leaves, I think, I'm pretty sure, to get from Mull of Kintyre to Glasgow because his mum was in hospital. And do you get a boat or a ferry from the Mull of Kintyre to the mainland? I think, I'm not sure. But he does mention buses as well. So maybe it's trains, boats, buses, planes, I don't know. Anyway, he's got quite a long journey to get from Mull of Kintyre to Glasgow to see how his mum's doing. And while he's on the buses or wherever, he listens to our podcast because it makes him, you know, gives him a little bit of a smile.
Very good, yeah.
So I sent him a message and I said, look, you know, best wishes from Guy and myself. Hope your mum's doing okay, this, that and the other. And we got a lovely message this morning. He's going over to his mum. His mum's actually called Marlene. So very special shout out for Marlene. She's actually doing good. She's back driving again and whatnot, which is lovely, lovely news. So he's going over to spend a couple of days. And he said it's given him a chance to like catch up on his podcasts, which again is, you know, it's quite humbling to be fair. And he said it was lovely to Coops on JC on with us last week.
Yep.
So, you know, we've... Well, we did say that was a, because obviously, do you remember we were chatting about where Coops's mum give someone a suspect brown paper packet?
Oh, yes, to carry through customs, yes.
Yeah, and he put, he said that was a classic with the brown paper package at the airport. Imagine nowadays, and John with his 5-star cruise, then Guy just says about the Prince of Bahrain, that tops them all for all these years. So, which he did, we can't top. Princes and things, Guy, you did definitely okay. And that was that. So yeah, lovely shout out to Marlene this morning. We're so pleased she's back driving again.
Excellent.
So that's good.
Definitely a good sign.
Onwards and upwards, Marlene, keep it going. And I'm just glad we're making people smile, you know, like I make you smile once a week. Come on, Guy.
No, you do. Yes,
I do. You make do. You smile, don't I?
In a good way, not a weird way. So yeah,
not a
good.
Weird way, not because you are a little bit depressing sometimes. So,
yeah, thanks.
Joke,
this is quite linking quite nicely. I was on the subject of traveling and getting from A to B. We were going to talk about travel trends, weren't we, for 2024?
Yes, we did. We were going to do it last week, but sadly we ran out. But do you want to go first?
Yeah, there's a couple that I've kind of looked at, these traveling trends. Have you heard of Destination Dupe?
No. What's that? If you can't afford to go somewhere, you go to cheap place.
Ah, yes. The idea is you go to, it's basically helping tourists beat the crowds. So you go to lesser known destinations. You know, for example, you go to Tunis instead of Santorini, you go to Pula instead of Rome. So it's swapping for lesser known, more budget friendly options. Without
or
the costs and the crowds.
Go to Antarctica. You won't see no one there. Penguins and polar bears.
Yes.
No crowds.
That's true.
No warm weather either. But yeah. Oh, that's an interesting one. The one that I saw, which I thought was they found a rise in the booking of pleasure trips.
Bleisure?
Bleisure.
What is Bleisure?
Like Robert. A Bleisure trip is, this must be for like, you know, obviously people with a few bob or whatever. But if you're going on, say, a business trip, so your company pays you for you to go to, I don't know, you've got to go to Spain on a business yep. trip. Mm-hmm. So your company's taking you for a week and this, that and the other. What people are doing, so they finish their business trip on the Friday, they're extending it themselves. And so it's business and leisure together. It's a Bleisure.
A Bleisure.
But here's the thing, that links in very nicely to another trend, which the rise in numbers, again, you know, sort of percentages, statistics and whatever, people booking solo holidays, going on by themselves.
I was going to say it's cheaper, but I think there are some companies that do, you have to pay like a premium for solo, don't you?
I wouldn't want to be like all by myself. Again, I can feel a song coming on. But I mean, some people, could you do it? Would that?
Yes.
Actually, I can see you doing it. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, not that. Just taking yourself off somewhere and having your own time and doing what you want to do and not having to talk to, you know, talk to anybody else, but kind of be thinking about somebody else.
Yeah. Having like guy time.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, where you can just, yeah, that's on the rise, apparently. With the whole travel trends, solo holidays and a Bleisure.
And something else on the rise, well, Google Trends data has shown a 300% increase in the search term cool holidays. So these are coolcations.
Coolcations.
So it's basically like holidays to places known for their cooler climates.
Oh, not cool as in hip hop, like New York.
As in temperature wise.
Well, if you live here, I
think it depends where you live, because obviously we're like, oh, we need the heat, you know, but if you're in, I don't know, Saudi Arabia or the middle of the desert, you're gonna want to go somewhere for a respite from the summer heat. So cooler climates is on the increase.
I know I mentioned it as a little bit of a joke, so Antarctica could be
a coolcation.
The other one that's where things have rose, you know, I used to love years ago, you know, where you could go in the travel agent, get all your brochures, bring them home, sit there going through it, saying, no, people just book on the phones these days, holidays.
Yep.
You know, but I love did you love that sort of, that was part of the experience for me, going and getting like loads of brochures. I mean, you probably won't actually book out of them brochures. You probably do, you know, choose something else, but don't you miss that sort of retro vibe?
Looking through the brochures and going on the images of the hotel rather than anything else. The hotel was the first thing to catch your eye. If there's a good hotel that caught my eye, then I go into more detail.
I miss that retro side, to be fair.
I suppose you're more of a catalogue person, are you?
Catalogue?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, I mean like the Littlewoods catalogue.
Yeah, and the Argos catalogue, and the just flicking through those.
I love catalogues, but again, that's all gone. Do you remember when you were kids and you'd get like the catalogue and you'd always go near Christmas to the back where all the toys were and stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I like it. I like a good catalogue. I like a good catalogue. But guys, like, once again, to quote John Cooper, we have lives. But what's wrong with a good catalogue? Because you can... It's nice. You can turn the pages. Yes, I know. You can do it all online. You can find them.
There's Andy sitting there reading the yellow pages. Right.
That's not a catalogue. That's a directory. I know the difference. Yeah, you can't beat a good catalogue. I bet I'm not on my own there. Do you not like that? I can't believe you don't like a good catalogue.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, I've just thought what I could be referring to.
Yes, moving on.
Moving on. Okay, go on.
Where should we go next? Oh, reality TV.
Yes. Ooh, I want to know, is it still as popular as it was? And do you watch it? I think I already know the answer. There's a big fuck no from me.
Yeah, well, this is my theory, is that it's been around for decades.
Hmm.
But you're always going to get a new audience coming through.
Yes.
So the older audience is going to be like, yeah, done it, fed up of it, bored of it, move on. Then you've got the younger audience coming through, like Love Island, this is fantastic, and Keeping Up with the Kardashians, well, that's probably one that you watch. But yeah, I think I think for a certain generation, it's kind of, it's done and we're over it. But then you've got the younger generation coming through that watching it for the first time.
That's it. And I think it changes, doesn't it? Again, it's like trends. I mean, we've just talked about travel trends. There's trends in everything, isn't there? Music. Whatever. Now the Kardashian situation, I obviously you know who they are, and like, you've heard loads, like, sort of, you know, my mum had a mate, Jean, and she used to watch it, and I used to think, what's all the hype about? And it was only in lockdown, I thought, do you know what, it was on, I can't remember whether it was Netflix Prime or whatever, and it starts from the very first episode, which the history behind it, what's his name, that guy who does all like American Idol and stuff, oh, you'll know him, that presenter, oh gosh, it escapes me, but he does all like the, he presents all the American Pop Idol and all this, that and the other, and he had an idea to follow them around, like, as a I don't know whether it was his idea or Kris Jenner had gone to him and said, look, come and just film me family, like, we're gonna have a barbecue. This is obviously when the kids were all smaller. I mean, I think when you first start watching it, even the older girls are like sort of late teens, early 20s, and they just went with the camera crew and just filmed this barbecue on Sunday or whatever,
right?
And that's where it come about. Well, I sort of got a little bit, you know, okay, maybe I shouldn't be admitting this, but a little bit hooked to it, and that's where my sort of intro to the Kardashians came, was actually in lockdown. So there's a new audience. Now, a good mate of mine, Craig Phillips, he won, I think it was the very first Big Brother, obviously many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Now, that seems to, because they've changed it to the celeb one and this, that and the other, that pops up every now and then, doesn't it? The whole Big Brother thing.
Yeah.
But if someone, I think, was it you who said to me, if someone said to you, I'm going to put cameras in a house with a load of people and you can just watch it 24/7, you would have thought, nah, wouldn't you? You
know, you thought, that's crazy. Yeah.
But look what happened.
It did happen.
So I'm guessing, I shouldn't probably ask the question, but are you watching any reality TV at the minute? Bet you're not.
No. I used to.
Do you? Go on.
I used to. I mean, this is going back. Do you remember one called Cheaters?
No.
Oh, I almost thought you did then.
I'm thinking of Dog the Bounty Hunter, sorry. As you were, carry on.
No, this was when they, it was basically catching partners cheating. So they confronted them in like places like cars, restaurants, hotel rooms.
Wow, on the telly?
Yeah. It stopped. I think it stopped when the host got stabbed.
I'd say that would be a good reason to like.
Good reason to stop.
Withdraw that. But I like the, I haven't done for a while, but I did watch the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and all that. But Selling Sunset on Netflix, love that. You seen the houses on that? I think you'd actually like that.
I haven't got Netflix.
Oh, good Lord, still. How many weeks have I got? Have I give you to even just try a free trial, go around your mates, pinch someone's Netflix, pinch their password, add your account. Do you know what I mean? Actually, I'm sort of not put myself in a good light. No, I do pay for
Netflix. I was going to say, is Netflix knocking on your door?
No. But Selling Sunset on Netflix, brilliant. It's two twin brothers and they set up like, you know, the real estate, as they call it in America. But you want to see the houses. I mean, they are just like, you know, they've got infinity pools. But that's all about the real estate in, you know, sort of LA. And it's pretty glitz and glam. And you'll see them wear something like, it might be, I don't know, Louis Vuitton. And you think, oh, I'll just Google that. And then you see how much it is. And you're like, let's find a dupe. And so you Google the same thing, dupe, copy, where do I get it? You know what I mean? And to be fair, I'm the queen of dupes. I can find some cracking dupes, honestly. I've had people think it's the real deal. Granted, only last 6 weeks, but does it matter?
Last 6 weeks.
It doesn't matter, does it? So instead of Louis Vuitton, it's like Louis Patano or something. You know?
So for somebody who can write a musical in about 2 days.
Yes.
If you were to make a reality TV show.
Yes.
What would it be?
I think I would do one about elephants.
Elephants?
Just come to me then. It's my creative talent. Elephants.
Why elephants?
Because they're cute, right? And I can't watch Dumbo without getting upset. And I think elephants are just underestimated.
So what would you do? Put them all in a house and they've got to live together?
No, that's just a silly idea, that guy. Where'd you get?
Excuse me.
Honestly, no, I would do elephants.
As a reality TV show?
Yeah. Because I'd go from, like, you know, I could be like... Attenborough, couldn't I? And, you know, go into the wild and, you know, make friends with the elephants and that and stuff.
But But that's a nature documentary, not a reality TV show.
Well, no, it's real because I'm going in it. Isn't that making it real? What a show, that, honest to God. This time next week, I'll probably have an offer to do a pilot and watch me with the elephants. That's what I could call it. Watch me with the elephants. We'll retract that. But there we go. That's our ideas. And we'll just watch. Yeah. I mean, you never thought Roland Rat would make a comeback.
Well, he hasn't yet.
Going back to episode one, 12, 13 weeks ago. I was convinced, wasn't I? I was going to be there, me and Roland doing like another single. And yeah, he was going to make a comeback. I was convinced. I was putting money on it. But yeah, but he didn't. So I'll give you that one. But this has got legs. This is different.
Should we finish with a fun fact?
I think we should, Fred.
Thank you.
Go on. Give us your Fred fun fact.
You might know this.
I doubt it.
Well, you might do.
Go on.
Fred's fun fact is actually based on, it's actually based on ELO All Over the World, about that track.
Really? Go on.
Now, in the lyrics to it, one section of the song lists a number of famous cities.
Yes.
There's London, there's Hamburg, there's Paris, there's Rome, Los Angeles, New York. Just goes round and round the world. But the last place that's named in the list is a suburb of Birmingham called Shard End.
I've heard it in the song, but I didn't know that's where it was, in Birmingham.
It's where Jeff Lynne, co-founder of ELO and the writer of the track, grew up.
Really? And that's the very last...
That's the very last place name in that list of famous cities. It's Shard End.
So, Shard End.
Shard End.
I mentioned that to Wilf. I don't know even if Wilf knows that. And Wilf is from Birmingham. Who knows?
Oh, he should know then. He should know.
I'm going to ask him. I'll wait and see what, you know, when he listens, because we listen like sort of every sort of Thursday morning. But I'll see if Wilf already might know the answer. What a fact!
There we go. There's a fact.
Do you know what? ELO All Over the World. That'll be me soon. Between the Kardashians and me elephants, do you know what I mean? You won't. You'll miss me when I'm gone.
Goodbye.
The Podcouple with Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.